Paim. We're in the middle of the laws of Kaddish. We'll start again. Perek Yud Beis Halacha Hey, the 12th chapter, the 5th Halacha. Af Shelo Shamata Shat Omer Yitgadal VeYitkadash. Even though you didn't hear the Shaliach Tzibur saying all the introductions of the Kaddish, all of the beginning, but you hear everyone responding. So nonetheless, One, he answers Amen. He can say Amen because he knows what he's saying Amen to. He knows he's saying Amen to the Yitgadal VeYitkadash Merabah, the beginning of the Kaddish. And he continues saying the Yehei Shmei Rabba Mvorach together with the congregation. Halacha Vav, Kshishnayim or Shlosha Omrim Kaddish V'yachad, when you have two or three people saying Kaddish together, V'echad Makdim, and one says Kaddish before the rest, meaning one's going quicker than the other ones. So there are different opinions what you do here. The Kitzur Shanuch Mekor Chaim says, Yaneh Min Yehei Shmei Rabba Al HaRishon, V'yaleh Lekulam. You answer the first one, and that'll cover all of them. And if there's a huge gap between them, so then try to answer each one. Try to answer all of them. Try to follow all of them. So we have a rule that says, that when you have two or three people saying the same thing, it's very hard to follow all of them. You have to focus. It's not impossible, but it requires focus. You see, you could. It's just a question of how much we want to. So when it comes to Kaddish, if there's a huge gap between them, then we try to hear all of them. Now, it's not always easy, so at least catch one. If you can't catch all of them, you want to catch one to answer Kaddish. And we discussed that answering Kaddish is a very big and very important thing. Halacha Zayin. En omrim Kaddish Kedusha Ubarchu bepachot ma'asara. In order to say, we said, things of holiness, you need a minimum of 10, and he's going to define who are these 10. So what are things of holiness? Kaddish, Kedusha, in the repetition of the Chazon Shmoneh Esrei. And Baruch Hu, you need a minimum of 10 that are Zcharim, males, Gdolim, that they're not minors. V'chol she'igia l'siyum shnat ha-shloshesrei, v'nichnas l'shnat ha-arba'esrei, nikra gadol. Once a person completed 13 years, and he begins the 14th year, that's why we always call it 13 in a day. We don't mean necessarily a day. We mean he finished the 13th, and he started the 14th year already. So then, nikra gadol u'mitzlev l'minyan. We treat him as though he's no longer a minor, and he joins a minyan. Even though technically he must be 13 and have brought two hairs, and you don't know, two hairs doesn't have to be in the beard, two hairs has to be wherever he has pubic hair, wherever a person doesn't have hair till he grows, which usually it's pubic hair comes first. So you don't know, but for things that are drabanan, for things that are rabbinic, there we assume that once a person reached bar mitzvah, so we assume he brought those hairs. For things that are doraita, for things that are biblical, we cannot make that assumption. So, for example, if you need tvilas kelim, right? If you gave someone to tovel your kelim, and you don't know whether he's 13 or not, you need a balkori to read Parshas Zohar. So that's biblical. There you have an issue. I was once at a bas mitzvah, and at the bas mitzvah, they notified all the people sitting and eating from the bread that the girl who was bas mitzvah, she took off the challah. She made the challah for the whole bas mitzvah, and she took off the challah. So I stopped eating. I started thinking, wait a second, is challah doraisa or drabanan? If it's drabanan, so then there's no problem. So she's bas mitzvah. Here in Eretz Yisrael. So I was trying to remember, is challah here in Eretz Yisrael doraisa drabanan? I didn't remember. I left the hall, went to this medrash, checked it out. Challah's drabanan, no problem. Okay, I went back, continued eating. But that's this point here, is on things that are drabanan, chalav bizmanas is drabanan, even in Eretz Yisrael. So on things that are drabanan, we go with this assumption. On things that are doraisa, then we don't go with this assumption. We have to verify. We'll stop here or do one more?
We can do it because tomorrow I should not go so early for Drew.
Okay. Halacha chet, shemitorer safek belev ha'orim. When the parents are in doubt, the parents aren't sure when's his bar mitzvah. When does he become completely 13? Kigon, for example, b'shana muberet, in a leap year. Im nolad ba o chalaba shnata yudalet. If either he was born in a leap year, and then there are different opinions, how do you work it out? I mean, let's say he was born the 13th of the Adar Aleph or Adar Beis. Now the question is, on his bar mitzvah, when does he become bar mitzvah? Or if the year of his bar mitzvah, there's an Adar Aleph and Adar Beis, so then it's unclear. Or else the child was born on the 30th, of one of those months, which sometimes has 30, sometimes has 29 days. So then it's unclear in halacha, does he become bar mitzvah on the 29th, or does he become bar mitzvah on Aleph? Meaning he was born on Lamed. This year, there is no Lamed. Kislev, for example, right? Kislev sometimes has Lamed, and sometimes only Chavtes. So he was born on Lamed Kislev. His bar mitzvah is on a year where there is no Lamed Kislev. When does he become bar mitzvah? On Chavtes or Aleph of the next month? Which day?
Lamed is Sotit.
What?
Sotit.
Yeah, on the 30th. But the month of Kislev sometimes has 30 days and sometimes doesn't. Shalom.